This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Peter, what got you into Auslan translation?
At the time I was attending Hillsong Church at Bella Vista there. I saw this lady every week interpreting. Every week she was there doing it, the whole service, the praise and worship, the announcements.
Everything.
Yeah, she was doing the whole thing. And I don't know if you've tried holding a small child for, you know, 10 or 20 minutes.
I have. It's difficult.
Yes. So your arms get very sore very quickly.
Mm.
Try doing it for an hour and a half. Yeah, so this poor lady, so I got curious and I went down and had a chat with her, and she said she's had a few other inquiries, so we started an informal group learning how to do praise and worship in sign language because a lot of words repeat themselves.
Yes.
She was saying repetition is the best way to learn. She directed me to Blacktown TAFE, and at the time it was considered a community language, and the government was subsidising the whole course fee. So I went to Blacktown TAFE. I had a wonderful teacher by the name of Ian Rogers, which
yes.
Sadly passed away, and he was totally deaf himself. So the only way we could learn is by reading the books, reading the whiteboard, but he was a very good communicator.
Yeah. Peter, so you have no family members who are hearing impaired or deaf?
No. No relatives, no friends. My first sort of, I suppose, exposure face-to-face of somebody that was deaf was at church.
And your reaction to that, Peter, was to want to do it yourself. So if I'm understanding this correctly, so you could serve other people at your church who are hearing impaired or deaf?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, like, we're all called to share the word of Christ, and hope is a really great medium for that, but not everyone's got hearing. And I just saw this lady every week just doing the whole thing by herself, and I just felt this calling, you know, this compassion saying, go down there and help. And so I went to TAFE and I learnt sign language, and I started to help interpret the services.
Great. So then you ended up out the front as well doing the translation. Is that the only place that you've used your Auslan skills?
In a more official capacity, yes. But other times when I've done security and I've been walking around the street, sometimes I've come across people at the shops that are deaf, and I've just been able to help people that have been, because it gets very frustrating because not everybody understands people that are deaf, and some people just sort of like, well, you're making my life difficult. I don't want to really help you because you're being difficult. They just don't really understand that the person just can't communicate. So it gets very frustrating. A lot of deaf people struggle with education, a lot of older deaf people, because early on people were forced to lip read.
Yes.
So there's still some people that have communication issues because they don't have the same level of access to education that we have.
Peter, What you are doing is remarkable. I think what you did of seeing someone translating, thinking, oh, I reckon more people could do that, but you decided to do it yourself, that's pretty amazing, mate. Would you be suggesting to the rest of us that we do the same thing?
It's something that I think you really need to have a passion about.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just a matter of making words with your hands or signs. It's your whole body expression, like, the deaf person, when they're looking at you, they're looking at everything. After a while, your arms do get tired.
Mm.
I think, look, people can look up basic, learn the alphabet. Even if people just learn the alphabet, you know, A to Z, using sign language and spell things out, that would help a lot of people.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.